the 5th edition. Join our various gaming groups as we play the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons. And maybe just hang out and chat about gaming in general. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Well, we know how this night's going.
Now you know.
Knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
That one on 100 and a 16. Wow.
No.
So just to recap, in case you guys have forgotten, you guys last ran into a bunch of orcs while heading your way to find the slavers. You know, you heard rumor that there's a quarry that they work at and there's a camp further to the north, but you're not quite sure where it is. And you got ambushed by a bunch of orc slavers. And one of them was kind of half orcish, you think, you know, but that was the one that kept sweet talking Ragna and eventually paid for it with his life.
Yep.
Yes. I murdered him.
And Tarkin was doing lots of distractingness, as Tarkin does in his amazing way.
Yeah.
Our goblins have discovered hiding and, you know, staying back and murdering from a distance is always a good idea. And you guys rescued a human who kept promising you if you take him home, he'll reward you with much gold and riches.
Yeah, I don't believe him.
Or travel with you for as long as you're going, because it's safer than being alone on the road.
I feel like we need to kill him.
Me too.
Wow.
It could get us through dealing with, you know, not having to deal with nasty humans and stuff while he's with us. And if we can get some money out of the deal, then, you know.
Money.
Totally
up to you guys. He's like totally hoping to get to find out, you know, hey, what's the score with these creepy goblins that are kind of cool. I mean, if anyone wants to go up and slit his throat, I'm guessing you could pretty much do that, but
I was told not to, so that's why I'm not doing it.
I gave my word, so I won't kill him personally. So
I do what the hobgoblin says.
Yeah.
Do you feel the power? Do you not just, you know, Geltrin just feels the power growing inside him as everyone's like, whatever the hobgoblin says, and you're just like, yes, I am the hob. Of the goblin.
I'm like a mage step. I'm not all about being like all powerful or in control. It, you know, I believe the goblins and goblinoids got to work together and in harmony and stuff. So whatever brings that unity.
I'm liking that you're totally breaking down with the whole, you're just wanting to make sure goblins just get along.
Goblin rights.
Yeah. We work together, we can beat everybody.
This is true.
And if we squabble amongst ourselves, then...
then nobody wins.
Yeah. So I say we take them along to whatever advantage we can use them for.
The important thing being advantage that you can use them for.
Sure.
Okay,
I would kill them. Didn't say I might not sell them to slavery or something, or use them as a ruse to sell them into slavery, as you know.
as the case may be.
Yeah, but it's not killing them. That's all I told them I wouldn't do.
Okay, so you guys basically have, I'm assuming, rested and recuperated since Ragna and...
I hope so.
Gildren had near-death experiences.
Yeah.
I mean, those are pretty harsh experiences.
Yeah, they were pretty bad.
Okay, so everybody recoups up. Let me pop you back over to this page. So you can clearly heal yourselves up if you need it, which you all need it. Even your horse is needing to heal up.
Right.
I don't think I got hit at all.
I don't think I did either.
Yeah, whatever.
You two are just bragging now.
We hit.
You're just bragging now.
You are attempting fate.
Now all of a sudden there's this need to strike out at these two.
Oh no.
The universe itself says we must strike out at these two.
No, I'm small and squishy. Leave me in my squishiness.
Or as the universe says, you're prime targets.
No.
I feel like the universe is named Jim.
Hey, you'll Jim-verse. Be very glad that the random encounters that were rolled or what were rolled. Let's put it that way.
It could have been worse. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, it totally could have been worse, but it's totally fine. It's fine.
In the Jim-verse.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
so. Anytime you say that word, I think it means the opposite of what you're saying.
So as you guys, have set camp and, you've recuperated your wounds before you're ready to start heading out. Horses. Mule, has recovered his son. I'm going to name Mule. That way it's on his character sheet. There, Mule's name is Mule. And you've all recuperated your friend, Everan. Basically, he's just like, so where are we going then? As he's pretty much, resigned himself to, he's basically going wherever you guys are going for the moment until he finds something better.
Okay.
And you definitely get the idea that he has not found anything better.
Well, goblinoids that aren't going to eat them, that's always a good thing.
That's totally a perk,
Versus just random in the jungle by himself, so.
These woods crawl with dangerous things.
So. All right.
So he does. He asks you guys, so where are we going then?
Up north, right? We're heading north?
Yep.
Yeah,
you're basically seeking some slaver's camp that you don't quite know the direction of and realize, damn, we should have left one of those orcs alive, but they deserve to have it coming.
Yeah, they were a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I don't think they would have given us any information.
They were too dangerous to leave alone, to leave alive.
Yeah, no, north, looking to disrupt a goblin slaver camp.
And he kind of as you bring up the goblin slaver camp, he kind of contemplates slaver's camp. Slaver's camp. Nope. I don't know anything about any slaver's camp to the north.
Are we sure it's a goblin slaver's camp or is it an orc slaver's
camp?
It's a slaver's camp. Yeah.
Orc slaver's camp. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a slaver's camp, but he knows nothing about any slavers up north.
Yeah.
Somebody
other than
life.
Me roll... insight.
Let's see.
Wow.
That's not what I want.
Basically, you question his word?
Sure, I'll do it.
How about me? Can I do it? Because I'm already not trustful.
Anyone can roll insight, but we can't have everyone roll insight.
Hey, look, it's better!
Slightly.
Okay, so both of you think he's saying the truth when he's like, I don't know anything about slavers.
Alrighty then.
You're totally like, okay, sounds legit. I mean, what he's saying sounds like the truth.
Okay.
How do you choose to react to that?
Yeah, he's telling you the truth, see? He's a good human.
Truth, huh?
The truth.
I don't know this concept.
And he basically is like, so, where are we going to find these slavers?
You're not. He's coming with us, huh?
Yep. Like I said, we'll take him along. Mm-hmm. We could get some money from him, and the word, he might be handy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I mean, let's keep going the way that we're supposed to be going.
Okay, so you guys kind of, you know, continue heading on all north. So go ahead and have our ranger give us a survival. She's basically leading the way.
Ugh. Very messed up, as it were. Okay, let's try this again. That's better. Hey. Better than last time.
Yeah.
Okay, so you basically are doing a great job of leading the group where they need to go. You know, you're heading north, you're keeping to a safe, nice trail, you know. You guys haven't encountered anything other than a handful of elk. And yes, elk, it was impressive.
I see them.
You could totally, you know, are you guys going to, you know, harvest the elk?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay.
Yes, we need food.
Yeah.
There's only so much we could do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fresher meat's good.
So, needless to say, our hunter, since it is in her foresty natural habitat, she managed to take down one of the elk with no problem. You guys basically have nice, good elk meat because you have an entire elk in the back of the wagon, basically ready to go because you're just like, eh, we're that good. And I'm assuming you're only taking one elk. I mean, you can totally take two if you want, but. Are you?
I think one's good. One's good.
Yeah. That's
I don't
want to
get too greedy.
No. Just slow us down.
So you guys making sure not to, like, you know, go ridiculous with the overkill and just massacre everything in the area.
No.
Like
humans
say you guys do.
Hey.
We're not murder
hobos. I'm all about nature and the balance of nature, and one is good enough.
Okay.
Yep.
So.
It's a small horse, or actually not even a small horse. It's a horse. That's a lot of meat.
It's a mule, isn't it?
No, it's bigger than the meat. It'd be bigger than the mule on average.
An average elk. Yeah, it's lots of meat.
Yeah, so I think we're good with what we got.
Okay, so you guys head north, and, you know, he's like, you know, totally, you know, everyone's trying to be helpful, but he's super chatty. I mean, he will not stop chatting at some points until someone gives him that look to shut up.
He's in the back. I'm up on the bench, so driving or helping sit up front.
Okay, and finally the forest kind of like break out to nice, you know, prairie land as opposed to forest, which is kind of sad for our ranger here, because she's totally like,
where are all the trees?
I miss
There's
the forest.
There's too much wide spaces. Where are all the trees?
We can be seen for distances. I hate this.
I don't like this. I hate it. I hate it.
As, you know, you guys are heading out, you kind of see... Oh, what was that?
That's my portent.
A 14 and a 5. That's a good combination of dice.
Not bad. Not bad.
Okay, so as, you know, you guys, you know, you're spending another, you know, 2 days, you know, traveling. You don't really see much of anything. And then all of a sudden, you guys kind of notice that who's on lookout when you guys are riding your wagon all Little House on the Prairie style?
What is lookout? What is that? What stat
perception.
Is that? Just perception?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I'm assuming it's whoever's sitting up with our bugbear in the chair. You know, I mean, it could totally be somebody sitting over her shoulder, but I'm assuming for the most part, it's usually the person that sits up in the front of the wagon.
Yeah. I mean,
so I guess
my perception is only plus 0. So,
I mean, mine's plus 2.
Yeah.
What do you want me to roll?
Perception? Do you have good perception?
Yes.
Yeah, you should roll it, because you're the only one who's driving.
Yeah.
Normally I have good perception.
Screw it. I'm all paranoid because of the whole not being, you know, up in open land and no trees. So I'm going to be looking around too.
Okay. So our bugbear kind of is driving the wagon. More looking at the
fussing with the mule. He's being a pain in the ass. Get it?
Yep. It's all about the ass. As you know, you're basically too busy keeping an eye on the road ahead and making sure you don't hit any rocks or gopher holes or that kind of thing. And immediately, our keen little goblin ranger peeks up her tiny little eyes and she kind of like, you know, ooh, I see something ahead. And you basically see it looks like a group of smaller size humanoids we're talking like a half mile ahead. You know, we're talking way far ahead with her keen little goblin eyes. She sees a group of about a handful, maybe three, maybe eight, you know, somewhere between that number. You can't tell at this distance quite yet, of small humanoids that seem to be running.
Like towards or away?
It will be in your general direction. Basically, as they are coming, you are going, you'll kind of be passing each other in the general direction. If you guys keep on your current course with the wagon, you will pass them by a good distance, unless you want to, like, have your driver turn the vehicle in that direction. So if you want to run into them, it's totally up to you guys to make that happen.
How many are there?
Somewhere between 3 and 8. You can't quite make out their numbers.
I'm just trying to determine if there's more of them than there is of us.
There definitely seems to be a small pack of more of them than you guys, not counting your wolf and, you know, Tarkin.
Yeah, I feel like we should avoid another encounter.
Sorry, are you saying something?
I tell them.
Oh, okay.
What do you
I tell you guys? There are things. There are peoples. I can't tell if what kind of peoples, but there are peoples, and they're running our way, and this might be bad.
Okay, so you're basically telling the folks to avoid them.
I'm telling them that it might. I'm telling them exactly what I just said, so they can make the choice. I'm not in charge.
We can try skirting them so that we're more parallel to them.
Okay, so you basically, you know, once they're pointed out, the hobgoblins saying, hey, let's go ahead and go parallel so we'll see them pass us by.
Yeah.
Sounds good, boss. Let's do it.
Okay, so you guys, you know, kind of have her turn the wagon just a hint of a direction to keep you guys separated. So there's a good, like, you know, what, half a mile, a quarter mile between you guys?
Yeah, at least.
Okay, so after a little while, you know, it takes, like, you know, a good 2 hours for these folks on foot to come close enough that you can really see them clearly. And when you do, you realize it's a small group of about six goblins. They look kind of haggard and they're kind of running, half walking. It's one of those of they seem to be very tired, but they're running, you know, as quickly as they can. And they seem to be helping each other.
Hmm.
As they kind of see your wagon sign, but they don't seem to be like overly interested in you, as they're kind of like they do that whole hunker down as they try to like not be seen for the most part, and they seem to like disappear once they get within eye shot of you, because collectively they rolled a 19 for stealth. I love it.
So they're goblins.
They're little goblins. Yep. And then you guys kind of like lose track of them out there.
Well, let's keep on path from the direction they came. I am guessing they may have been escapees from the slaver camp, maybe.
Or at least something. Okay,
should we, like, call out to them and see if they'll talk to us?
We can. I mean, they're brethren.
I mean, they're definitely at a distance. I mean, you could try shouting out for them, but they are quite a distance since you guys didn't go in their general direction, but parallel.
Yeah. And obviously at the range, not able to tell any potential clan markings or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, you can definitely, like, call her out or whistle, you know, to them maybe.
So who's going to do that?
Yeah, who's her charisma person?
That would be me. What do I need to... I'm so sleepy right now.
Well, tell me what you're going to do, and I'll tell you what skill you need to use for that. How about that?
So you guys want to just, like, go, hey, what's up? Or, like...
Sure.
The goblin equivalent of what's up?
Or call out if they're needing assistance. I mean, we have plenty of meat to share.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to just kind of yell out at them.
Okay. So give me... And you're doing this in what? Common, goblin, what language?
Goblin.
Goblin? Okay. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and give me a persuasion roll. Or, yeah, persuasion with advantage.
With advantage, okay.
With advantage. Okay, so you're yelling out, and exactly what are you yelling out to these guys? I mean, they're, like I said, they're like a quarter mile away, and you've lost sight of them. So obviously they're very good at hiding where, you know, wherever they are off in the distance.
Okay, it's like, hey, you guys.
Yeah, just be like, hey, goblins, we see you.
Okay, so you give your best, hey, you guys, goblins. Squeak, yeah. As you're trying to get their attention, and you know, a little while later you hear a hint of a yell back, and mm-hmm. you see like a little hint of goblin ears kind of look over the ledge at, you know, one of the on the plains there's little loops of hills, and you see just like a couple goblins kind of poking their head up, and they basically reply back, who's you, are you slavers?
No slavers. We are looking for slavers to kill.
Many slavers. Oh, and one goblin kind of stands up, kind of trusting that it's not a trap, and the rest are kind of like pulling him down, like, no, don't stick your head up, dude. As he gets up and he kind of points in the kind of general direction you're going, but a little more towards the west. And he says, if you seek slavers to kill, many that way, in the quarry. There's a quarry ahead. About 2 days. But you must be very careful. There are humans and orcs and half orcs, and the orcs have dire wolves.
Oh. Interesting.
And immediately his you know cohorts kind of grab him and pull him down as he's trying to say, but they're goblins, and they're like, it's a trick, it's a trap.
No. So I'll stand up and are you in need of aid and food?
And then immediately, as soon as you mention food, like three of the six all pop up immediately. And you can sense the hungry goblin faces looking at you going, you got food?
Yeah.
Chop off a haunch for them off the oak. There's more elk than we'll be able to eat before it goes bad, so. Mm. So you can give them like a whole, like, leg, hindquarter.
As, of course, you know, your friend Everin's like, how many goblins are there running around these parts?
Well, sadly, probably not many running like free. The slavers have taken many.
As, you know, all of a sudden, two of the group of goblins come kind of cautiously, and they're, like, super skittish, and as soon as they get close to you guys, you realize immediately that these goblins are really haggard. I mean, A couple of them got, you know, damaged ears. They seem to be in horrible health. They got the whole sunken cheeks from starvation. And they just look like some people have been mistreating them like hell. And they get kind of close to you guys, but they're really skittish.
Yeah. I'm like, you're safe. No fear here.
Can I ask them where they came from?
You can totally ask them where they came from.
I want to ask. Where'd they come from? And all that. Yeah.
And so to get information, give me another persuasion. I will give you advantage, especially since one's reaching really close for that food. Really wanting to take some food, but they're super skittish. And okay. Knowing that as soon as they trust you, you're going to betray them. That's totally the lifestyle they've been practicing.
Okay. Where'd you come from?
So which one of those roles was yours? Is the first or the second?
So the first one was the first time I did persuasion to talk to them.
Okay, just making sure you didn't double tap.
Yeah.
Okay, so immediately they're just like, they sit down and they take the offered food, and immediately they kind of look back to their friends, but you notice that they kind of do that whole, I'm going to taste the food to make sure it's okay. Yeah, tasting the food. That's what I'm doing.
Well, it was cut off of a fresh carcass, so.
It doesn't mean it's not a trap.
Yeah.
Okay, so they start eating, and they're like, we were captured from the west. Our people are underground goblins. Basically they're just meaning that they're cave dwelling goblins. Yep. As we were captured and taken by a group of orcs hunting for prisoners instead of for meat. And of course, when he says that, you of course get flashbacks that all goblins have of hungry orcs harvesting goblins for food. Because these things happen. It's not like goblins won't do it to orcs. And they captured us and took us to this quarry where they sold us to some humans.
Humans? Mm.
Yes, these orcs seem to be working with humans.
Mm. Why do they want goblins?
They sold us for coins.
Oh, coin. Okay.
With coins, these humans and orcs are trading in weapons.
Mm. What did the orcs have you do?
In the mines, they had us harvesting stones like dwarves. It was very humiliating work.
Mm. It would be very humiliating. Understand.
We are not dwarves. Dwarves like to play in stone. We are goblins. We feast and we kill as the gods commanded.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And while they're talking, I send Tarkin up to circle and watch, make sure we don't have any chasers.
Okay. Tarkin does the whole ka-ka, ka-ka. And he basically lets you know that the coast is clear.
Okay. So I have him just stay up there circling while we're sitting here.
To which he is perfectly okay with that.
Right.
He's like, yeah, okay. I am okay with that.
How many goblins did you ever find out?
They have captured many goblins, but mostly they capture humans. It is strange that these humans capture fellow humans and sell them.
Did you ever see what they did with the rock?
They chop the rock into squares and send it on wagons.
Oh, okay.
Apparently they can sell it for more coin for more goblins and more human slaves. They treat humans and goblins the same.
Do you have an idea of the number of slavers?
There are only about 10 running this entire place, but they have whips and wolves. They seem to be very, very willing to use wolves against anyone. They like to send wolves to chew on people for fun. It's very not fun.
Not good.
Not good indeed. No, very not good. Hey, how have you escaped the slavers?
Oh, very, very trickily we did.
You seem to be very, very wise and smart.
Very.
May we travel with you?
That is up to the Hobgoblin. He is our leader in this.
We will continue forward. If you're going back to the quarry, we do not want any part of that.
Yes, we're going to the quarry to free the goblins.
If you see the big pale orc, he is very human colored. He has the colors of more human than orc in his face. He is the slave master at the camp. If you see him reach for his whistle, you must run away immediately, for he calls down wolves. He has dire wolves.
Good to know. Thank you.
They are goblin eating wolves that are very, very dangerous.
Well, if you continue and I give him basic directions back to our camp and tell them that Geldrin has sent them, they will be welcomed within the camp.
So the smartest one amongst the group is going to go ahead and take your directions. And let's see how good he does with those directions. Okay, the smartest one among them gives you lip service, and you think maybe you should possibly either make a map or do more than just tell them where to go, because they're totally like, yes, go this far, and this, and he basically has messed up your directions horribly.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's see. I don't have anything to write on to give them, was there anything in the wagon?
Like writing materials type of stuff?
Yeah.
No, unfortunately, it's just a bunch of woodsmen at the camp there. They're not a big group for writing notes and such.
Yeah, well, I guess they're kind of on their own then, because I don't have anything really to write with.
As they totally are like, oh, okay, we will follow your directions, and we will find your home, and we will join your clan.
Yes, basically, if you continue south, you'll come upon members of our clan, and just let them know that Geldrin has sent you.
I will tell them. As you know, you're not feeling the most heartiest about this, but...
I can only do so much.
You did what you can.
I can only do so much. I don't have anything else I can help with. So...
You did what you could.
Yep. So, fare thee well. Be safe.
Be safe, little ones. And they will gladly, take off, because they know that it's not a safe situation, period. It's... And they're like, yes, be safe. We will hopefully see you again, if not in this life, then into the afterlife. And they kind of take off on you guys. So you're going to stop and make camp?
What time of day?
It's currently late in the morning. I mean, y'all don't need to sleep at night. See how I throw that out there? Goblins, you might want to sleep during the day and travel at night.
And we're guessing we're about how far out from this?
They basically told you from their directions that you're about 2 days running. For them, which you know that being on foot, it's going to be a lot slower than you guys on the wagon.
Right. Okay. Is there any trees or something to kind of park up against?
You guys find like a, if you guys are looking for that, you yes, you'll find one spot that you guys can camp out.
Okay.
Okay.
So you basically, you know, the kind of camp you're looking for is a place that's got trees and such.
Trees or mounds or something. This open space
makes me nervous and I don't like it.
Yeah.
You find a spot that's got like three trees.
Okay. So over that way, let's make camp. We'll move in closer on at night.
Okay, so you're basically finding a defensible position, and that's where you're as calling camp. As much as camp.
Possible. Yep. We'll circle the wagon.
If you guys manage to find a place, as you're looking at it going, this place is crap. Who gave us this crappy place?
I hate it. Yeah.
Better than nothing.
So you can clearly put people or horse and wagon and whatnot wherever you would like. So you guys have this camp. It's a bit of a hill, so it gives you good, you know, line of sight over everything you see, which is not much. And you guys basically, are you guys going to use any campfire type of stuff? Are you, what kind of, you know, camp security are you guys planning?
Well,
I mean, you're goblins, so it's raw food is not a problem.
Right. So if it's kind of a hill, we'll put the wagon on the backside of the hill from the direction of the Dealey Bob. And then same thing with a small fire. I'm sure our ranger can manage that, you know, just for general cooking and stuff, not for, you know, a big blaze.
Okay, just enough that it's a nice little polite fire. So you can doodle a fire on the map if you want, so I know where you have your fire. And remember, the fire will give you a little light, which is never a bad thing.
Yeah. Like I said, very small fire. And it'll be wherever the backside of the mountain is, so, you know, like right in through here or something.
Well, the little hill you're on is basically you're the top of the little valley here.
So,
of course, your friend will gladly take that nice big tree there.
So I'm assuming the trees are on the top of the hill?
Yep, they're pretty much the crest of this itty-bitty hill. It's not much of a hill, but it is a hint of a hill.
Yeah, so the fire's behind on the backside of the hill from the direction of the where we are assuming the quarry is.
Where danger is.
Right, so the hill kind of blocks the glow as far as being able to see the light directly.
Which is a really good hobgoblin kind of tactic to use there.
Yep. You can see a cigarette butt for several miles.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of a really, really, really dark night. So, you know. So, yeah. Want to keep it low, keep it smokeless as much as possible, and we'll cook up some meat and get some rest and that for an evening run.
Keep it safe. Keep it hidden.
Yeah, okay, Tark can keep an eye up top there.
So who is on first watch? Are you doing watches? I mean, you could totally say everybody's getting comfortable and relaxed, and nobody's on watch. Nobody needs to be on watch.
Yeah, no. I'm paranoid because of, you know, no actual cover, so... I'll be first watch.
Okay, so who's on second watch?
I'll take the last watch.
I'll take the third watch.
That would be the last watch.
Oh, then second. I'll do second. That's fine.
Okay. So we've got the ranger basically is handing out some cooked food, and, you know, like, okay, I'll take first watch because, you know, you're paranoid because these trees are not trees. This is not a forest. You've been lied to. This is totally not a forest. Okay, so while you're on watch and everybody's getting all super comfortable and stuff, and Borf is, you know, relaxed and doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and is Borf helping you on watch, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and give me a perception with advantage then, since you and Borf are working together. See, there's no double perception. It's just him helping you. Ooh, dirty 20. Okay, so you guys are up on this hill. Little campfire's glowing there. You know, you're on the lower, just off the top of the hill, so that way you're harder profile. And you guys, you know, kind of followed the goblin's tracks because they were showing you, hey, we came from the camp, so if you go this way, you know. And when you're on your first watch and the sun's set and it's, you know, it's that spooky time of early night where things just start to get quiet, but the night noises start to peak up. And immediately while you're on watch, you're hearing some animal noises that seem very coordinated. And your keen ears as Borf does the whole murf. And looks in that direction, and your goblin ears perk up, and you look in that direction. And you keenly hear that out in the night, off in a distance, there's wolves hunting something. You know, for most untrained ears, it would sound just like wolves randomly talking to each other. But to your keen wolf-raised ears, you clearly know that these wolves are coordinated and working. They're working a trail. You know, it's not like they're hunting something physically, but they're working a trail.
Do these sound like regular wolves or dire wolves?
Since you had a dirty 20... I will give you that these sound to be very robust wolves, possibly dire wolves.
Okay, I'm awake everyone up, but just like in a way that not to make noise.
Okay.
Because I am concerned.
So you kind of like go up and immediately you're like, Wakenzie.
Hey, wake up. Shh, but wake up.
What is it?
They're dire wolves, I think, hunting something. And I point in the direction it sounds like they're coming from.
They're probably on the trail of the goblins.
Does it sound like they're coming in our direction? Or?
It does sound like they're coming in your general direction.
They're coming our way. They're coming right for us.
Okay. Let's prepare for them. Stay calm.
Okay. So she basically tells you, you know, they're about a good 15-20 minutes out. Are you guys going
to
basically
try to distract or try to hide the camp that we made?
Well, it's as hidden as it can be. I mean,
it's about as hidden as can be from the distance, but you do have, you know, cooking meat, fire, a bunch of people in a collective space.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should hide.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you guys, how are you guys going to hunker down and hide?
Does the tree have foliage in it? Like, could I climb a tree and hide in the tree?
You could totally climb this very sad skeleton of a tree.
Okay, so it's a skeleton.
Possibly hide. You know, you can still hide against it. Just because it doesn't have leaves galore, you can still hide.
Okay. Well, I'm going to attempt to hide.
Okay, so go ahead and scamper up that tree and take a hidey spot. Good thing they have advantage on perception checks.
Of course they do. Tarkin's on watch at the front there, watching.
Okay.
I'm at the base of this tree where I'm at.
Okay, and you guys, you know, you clearly hear like
should
the sound.
Should I roll a stealth?
Yep, if you're hiding.
Oh, yeah,
definitely.
We will attempt to hide.
No, I suck.
You think you're hiding really well as this tree you're on is creaking from the weight? Because you're just like, yeah. I'm totally hiding. I'm one with the tree.
I'm with you.
Where's Ragnar hiding?
Is Ragnar just standing out there waiting for them to come? A la, like, come at me.
Ragnar does not hide.
Any comment I tell our friend, he may want to go hide in the cat wagon or.
He's just some like. Such. Okay. And he goes, and he immediately goes to run off into the wagon. He's just like, if you think I should hide in the wagon, I will hide in the wagon.
Unless you want to help with direwolves.
Oh, no, I will. And he does a horrible job hiding in the wagon. But then again, pretty much all of you are doing horrible jobs hiding. So it's. It's one of those of, you know, the night is loud and speaks with evils.
I think we should be able to tell each other that we did a shitty job of hiding.
Well, if anyone's passive perception is higher, which, by the way, everybody's at least 10, I believe, you guys both know that your cleric and your ranger are the worst hiding people ever.
Which well, is amazing, since I hide really well.
13, so...
You're gonna tell me to hide better?
Yes, I am.
All right. Okay, then, Jim, I am gonna use my inspiration.
Okay, so you're gonna try to stealth again before
the wolves get closer. That is how I survive, by stealthing.
Okay, all so right. Burn your inspiration and roll another stealth. And does anyone have a passive perception of 12 or higher?
I do.
How do I figure that out?
On your character sheet, it'll be on the left after below the skills.
Passive? Oh, I have 12.
I am too, 12.
Okay, so all three of you have 12?
Yeah.
What about our wizard?
10.
Okay, so our wizard doesn't see this wolf here.
Oh, but, well, this...
But you see the other two hungry wolves that are, they're kind of circling around you guys. But, let me check something.
Oh, Tarkin is 13. Passive.
Okay, so Tarkin definitely sees all of them. So, Nyx, the wolves are coming up within about, these two wolves kind of are circling. They're about 35 feet away from you. The one that's at 12 o'clock and the one that's at 2 o'clock of your camp. And they're kind of circling around. You don't quite see the other one because he's outside of your dark vision.
Yeah.
But you can hear that there's something rustling around in the grass over here.
Does it look, the ones that I do see, do they look like they have riders on them?
They do not. They just seem like a regular wolf. You do notice either a collar or like maybe it could be a scrap of cloth tied around their necks. So they don't look like wild.
No, these are kept wolves. Okay.
Yep.
And I mean, I hate to do it, but it is an enemy pack, so... So should we roll for initiative at this point?
We should totally roll for initiative since they pretty much see you guys and you guys pretty much see them.
Okay. Yeah, let me click on me.
And make sure you click on your token and then initiative.
And,
shit.
I was going to say you need your chart up. I don't see your chart.
I need to clear the chart actually. So hold on.
Yeah.
Don't click yet. Okay, initiative has been cleared. Well, you're going to have to roll again. So it's maybe it'll be better.
It was pretty good.
Oh, the wolves didn't get helped by re-rolling.
Okay, maybe that's better.
Apparently, I have forgotten how to roll for initiative.
So I clicked
on my token and rolled, but it didn't do it.
I had to clear the initiative chart after you rolled.
I already know. I did it a second time.
Make sure you click on your token on the map. Well, do it again.
I can't. I'm clicking on it and nothing's happening.
Okay.
I'm not getting the little circles.
You may need to refresh your webpage. As okay. Roll20 is just giving you shit because it can.
Okay. I clicked on my character token thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
Near the top of your character sheet. It's near the top in the center.
It'll say initiative.
Armor class, initiative, speed.
Why do I have a 1 in there? I forgot.
Because
anyway,
you're plus 1 to initiative.
You got a plus 1.
That's a good thing.
I'm a sleepy.
Nope. Oh, there it goes. Finally.
Okay, so there we go. We got our initiative. Sadly, I'm feeling horrible that the wolves are going last.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not.
I am sad about this. It has saddened me. Okay, so, Nyx, oddly enough, the initiative table thinks you should go first because you spotted the wolves and you're up in the tree in a very advantageous position.
Well, you see the one that I just clicked on?
Which one?
Gonna do, you know, it worked before. It's mm-hmm. my tried and true method of pop out, shoot, hide. So, but let me look at my character sheet real quick. Because, okay, so I want to double check something because I have a couple things. It's not favored foe. What is it? Fury of the Small, Wanderer, Fighting South, Spellcasting, Druidic Warrior. I'm just looking to see if I have any spells that are going to help us. Help me.
Help me to help you.
Nope. Yeah, I was going to say. Help you help us.
Yeah, I don't really have. Okay, so now I'll just, you know, attack and hide. That's basically what I'm doing.
Okay, and so you're going for this one, right?
I was hiding, and I was still. I'm going for. No, wait a minute. I was actually going for this one.
Okay, the one at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, the one in the middle of the circling pack.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and you'll have advantage since you think your second hide was more effective than your first hide.
Okay, so 18.
Okay, so an 18, that's not bad at all. Okay, so an 18 will definitely hit the poor dire wolf. As I say poor dire wolf, and it's a wolf the size of, you know, a couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't do much damage, though.
Four piercing damage.
And hey. Then I...
Which one did you attack, Talia?
Huh?
Did you attack the one in the center?
The middle one, yep.
This
grew.
This guy right here.
As I figure I should make them large size that they are.
Not the one that's blinking yellow, the one that's blinking red. That
this
guy.
One.
All right, now, and then do I roll stealth with advantage to pop back away?
If you were attempting to hide behind the little tree branch.
Uh-huh. You said I could hide.
You could attempt, yeah.
I'm also tiny. Very tiny.
That's why you're able to hide. If you weren't tiny, you wouldn't be able to hide.
All right, stealth.
At this point, being tiny is your saving grace. And you believe you managed to scurry behind the tree branches, and you're just like, gulp.
Okay.
Okay, so you shot that one. He's now very cranky. You clearly hear the barking, snapping sounds of a cranky wolf. And what is Exna going to do? In what's totally her hiding spot.
So we want to kill these wolves, right?
I'm pretty sure you don't want to pet them. Yeah, you're assuming that they're either someone's trained wolves or they're wild dire wolves, which are both bad in both situations.
Okay.
Yeah, they got some kind of color markings or something on them, so yeah, they're probably tracking the orcs or the goblins that got away.
The goblins that got away. Okay. I'm Just, I'm reading a lot at the moment. So I'm doing 60.
Okay.
Where am I? There I am. Cool. Is the one with the little dot the one Talia just hit?
Mm-hmm. The one with the little red dot is the wounded one, yes.
Okay. We're fine. Want to use Toll of the Dead on it. Can I do that? It says creature.
What's the range?
It's 60.
Okay.
Okay. And you're going to stick your head up, do your little Toll of the Dead spell. Okay. Yeah. And what does Toll of the Dead do?
Do you want me to put it in chat or say it?
You can say it.
You point at one creature you can see within range, and the sound of a Dolorious? What? Dolorious.
Dolorous.
Dolorous, yeah.
Sort of like never a funeral bell where you hear the dong.
Ah, okay. Bell fills the air around it for a moment. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or take 1d8 necrotic damage.
Oof, and he rolled a 4.
If the target is missing any of its hit points, it instead takes 1d12 gem.
Boom.
So roll me a 1d12.
Okay, so I roll a 1d12.
Yep, because it failed its saving throw. So its wound is going to instantly get all infected and nasty.
Okay, so do I just click on the geometric thing?
You can click on the spell, or you can just roll a 1d12 dice.
Click on the spell.
It's whichever's easier for you.
Okay. Do I just click on the 1d12 instead of the 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yes. Yeah, okay. The 2, 3, 4, 5 will roll 2 of those dice. That's why you don't want
to
click
those. Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so immediately you told the dead.
And then I want to hide.
Okay.
So that's the stealth again?
Yep, and you can use your special goblin ability to hide as a bonus action. So go ahead and roll your stealth.
Yay!
As you're going to attempt to duck down below, and you believe you're hidden well.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I love how you said, like, you believe you're hidden well. It's like, damn it.
There's the bell. For whom the bell tolls. It tolls for the dire wolf. Yes,
that's a dolorous bell sound.
Yep.
I've just never seen that word before, so that's something fun.
Yep. Dolorous is a feeling or expression of great sorrow or distress.
Hmm. All right.
It's that very, very sad bell, you know.
I believe in ganging up on them, so
yes.
Is it my turn now?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is.
All right.
Yep. Drop them one at a time.
Drop them like it's hot?
Oh, my God.
Does a 16 hit it?
So you're throwing a javelin at which one? The wounded one?
Yes.
Okay, so you throw the javelin at the wounded one, and a 16 will definitely hit. This wolf has a nice large flank.
9 points of damage.
Woohoo!
Wow, this thing has taken a beating, and it is still looking okay. Technically, it now looks bloodied. I just want to let you know.
Lovely.
Okay, so you go ahead and take your swing at it with the javelin, and the javelin sticks it, and you hear the poor wolf go, yo!
Do I feel bad for it?
Poor wolf my ass!
For a second. I mean, it hasn't chewed into anyone yet.
Not for lack of trying.
Once it chews into somebody, it'll get your attention. And you're good with where you're standing? No bonus action, none of that good stuff?
Why you made me turn out?
I mean, you could move in front of the hobgoblin. That'd be fine.
That actually makes sense, so. I will try to guard the leader.
Aww, so you can move a little
closer. You were in front of you.
Oh, no, that's the mule.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, right there.
We'll erase that mule since the mule's already with the wagon. She's like, where are you, fearless leader?
Sorry. I just assumed you were in the back behind everybody else.
I was totally going to defend you, oh leader, but you're hiding so well in plain sight. Okay, so she moves up there.
And that's a good place to wrap it up there.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. Please follow us on Patreon at patreon.com/CPPN to never miss a show or stream.
Hello, this is Eric.
And Wendy Strock with Stone Valley Hobby and Games.
We sell board games, card games, role-playing games, and supplies. We have thousands of Magic the Gathering cards available, carry Kickstarter products, and work with veteran-owned small businesses to bring you our own line of products.
We are a small business retailer, but we offer competitive prices, a loyalty system, and free shipping on orders over $100.
As a military veteran myself, I'm a strong supporter of our armed forces, their families, and contractors out there doing the hard job. So any order from an AA, AE, or EP address will be shipped absolutely free.
Remember, StoneValleyGames.com, where we take your leisure seriously.
Sorry, we had earlier game session, breakfast for dinner, so everybody brought breakfast items. So we had, we probably had like 5-6 pounds of bacon.
Damn.
Of different types. We had like a maple... Bacon. A maple bacon. We had peppered bacon. I made a crustless quiche with shredded chicken and green chili and Colby Jack cheese.
Wow. Also, Jim, why are you rolling things? That makes me nervous.
Right?
You shouldn't Especially be those nervous. Kind of numbers. I'm just rolling. It's just it's not my fault that good numbers came up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that terrifies me.
That shouldn't worry you at all. It's just random numbers.
Yeah, I don't trust anything that comes out of your mouth.
Random numbers that mean nothing.
Oh, that tone. I don't believe you.
You lie.
It's fine. It's fine. Huh? It means nothing.
Yeah, I told you.
So I'm back in, if everybody is ready.
Yep.
Ready, Freddy?
The joy of your computer saying, no, you're going to reboot.
Reboot or die.
Or reboot and die.
I mean...
As he continues to roll dice.
No.
Reboot and die? Wouldn't that be reincarnation?
Well, see, currently in this house, see, we're not joking about that.
I can roll those.
Since...
Wow. I was going to say, I can roll those too, but wow.
You totally can, but you can get a total of 17 out of 2D100.
I know. That's